Courtney, this is the first time you face Peyton Manning. This is radio. This is good stuff here. Yeah. First time you faced Peyton Manning. What are your thoughts about him as a quarterback?
I mean, even coming into this game, watching him as a kid, you know, growing up, going through college, watching him play with the coach, you know, we always knew he was a great quarterback. You know, he made plays today and, you know, basically won the game. You know, once we scored, they came back that next drive and put points on the board. And, I mean, he helped the team win.
Yeah, he's going through a lot of gyrations out there. Is it is it disconcerting at all when he does that? You know, I saw Terrell Suggs a couple of times going in, listening, and then telling everybody where the play was going or where he thought it was going. Did you get any tips on what he was doing?
The coaches do a good job of putting us in a great spot, you know, of just trying to execute our defense and just trying to have a great defense to go up against that offensive play. And I mean, you know, we get keys, you know, we study film, you know, and if you're a good player, that will make you a good player, I should say. And I mean, T. Suggs is one of those great players here. And, you know, just got to do what you got to do to try to help the team win.
Well, the defense did fight hard out there. I know you're depleted. You got a lot of guys that, you know, that haven't played, that are having to play different positions on the field, inside linebacker to outside. You're playing down and up. But it looked like you guys fought hard. Was it the play that happened right before the half, was that sort of depressing to everybody as you went into the half?
It was sort of depressing, but, you know, this NFL, you got to keep fighting. You know, we didn't expect for them to come out, you know, and put up two touchdowns like that. And, you know, when we came in at halftime, the talk was just, you know, get out there and fight. And, you know, we continued to fight even when they went and scored those two touchdowns.
Yeah, then they started running the ball.
And
you know, that makes it tough, doesn't it? Because, you know, with Peyton, he's not the type that's just going to keep running it, because sooner or later – he's going to go upstairs on you too, so you can't put everybody up to stop the run.
I mean, we kind of expected the run was coming. Honestly, you know, we talked about it and everything on the sideline. We knew it was coming. You know, we just had to stop it and make him throw the ball. You know, we started out hot, to be honest. That's
right.
What I feel. And you know, we came at him with some punches, threw our punches, and you know, he threw a couple punches back, and they won the game.
Yeah, it looked like once they got ahead, then they had you on your heels a little bit. But early in the game, you were putting pressure. You got a couple sacks on Peyton Manning. Did a nice job of doing getting the pressure on him. Was that guys beating their men, or were there some schemes that got some free guys coming?
I think it was a little bit of both. You know, down there with them guys, especially when I'm in the inside, I know those guys want to get at the quarterback and you know, Krug and Sears, that's, you know, that one of their specialties, get out to the quarterback and get sacks. And, you know, I feel it was a little bit of both, you know, the scheme and then just the players wanting to get a sack.
How does this team regroup at this point? How do you get back? 3 losses in a row, and, you know, you want to get back into those playoffs. What does this team do?
We just got to keep moving on. We got to keep pushing, fighting through, you know, get back to practice Monday and, you know what I'm saying, get the corrections and just move forward, you know, move on, you know, to getting ready for the Giants.
This might be the first time you've ever lost 3 in a row, isn't it?
Three in a row, yes, sir. You know. But, you know, it's the NFL. Anything can happen. You know, we could have easily came back, too. You know, that's what I feel, and won that game. And, you know, it'll be another, you know, one of those talks like the 4th and 29 in San Diego.
All right. Well, good luck next week, okay?